Governor Abbott announces special session agenda. Texas border business. Austin. Governor Greg Abbott issued a proclamation identifying 18 agenda items for the upcoming special session that begins at 12 p.m. on Monday, July 21. We delivered on historic legislation in the 89th regular legislative session that will benefit Texans for generations to come, said Governor Abbott. There is more work to be done, particularly in the aftermath of the devastating floods in the Texas Hill Country. We must ensure better preparation for such events in the future. The special session agenda items include flood warning systems, legislation to improve early warning systems and other preparedness infrastructure in flood-prone areas throughout Texas. Flood emergency communications. Legislation to strengthen emergency communications and other response infrastructure in flood-prone areas throughout Texas. Relief funding for Hill Country floods. Legislation to provide relief funding for response to and recovery from the storms which began in early July 2025, including local match funding for jurisdictions eligible for FEMA public assistance. Natural disaster preparation and recovery. Legislation to evaluate and streamline rules and regulations to speed preparedness for and recovery from natural disasters. Eliminate STAR test. Legislation to eliminate the STAR test and replace it with effective tools to assess student progress and ensure school district accountability. Cut property taxes. Legislation reducing the property tax burden on Texans and legislation imposing spending limits on entities authorized to impose property taxes. Protect children from THC. Legislation making it a crime to provide hemp-derived products to children under 21 years of age. Regulate hemp-derived products. Legislation to comprehensively regulate hemp-derived products, including limiting potency, restricting synthetically modified compounds, and establishing enforcement mechanisms, all without banning a lawful agricultural commodity. Protect unborn children. Legislation further protecting unborn children and their mothers from the harm of abortion. Ban taxpayer-funded lobbying. Legislation prohibiting taxpayer-funded lobbying, including the use of tax dollars to hire lobbyists and payment of tax dollars to associations that lobby the legislature. Protect human trafficking victims. Legislation, similar to Senate Bill No. 1278 from the 89th Legislature, regular session, that protects victims of human trafficking from criminal liability for nonviolent acts closely tied to their own victimization. Police personnel records. Legislation that protects law enforcement officers from public disclosure of unsubstantiated complaints in personnel files. Protect women's spaces. Legislation protecting women's privacy in sex-segregated spaces. Attorney General election powers. Legislation proposing a constitutional amendment allowing the Attorney General to prosecute state election crimes. Redistricting. Legislation that provides a revised congressional redistricting plan in light of constitutional concerns raised by the U.S. Department of Justice. Title theft and deed fraud. Legislation, similar to Senate Bill No. 648 from the 89th Legislature, regular session, that provides strengthened protections against title theft and deed fraud. Water project incentives. Legislation, similar to Senate Bill No. 1253 from the 89th Legislature, regular session, that authorizes political subdivisions to reduce impact fees for builders who include water conservation and efficiency measures. State Judicial Department. Legislation, similar to Senate Bill No. 2878 from the 89th Legislature, regular session, relating to the operation and administration of the Judicial Department of State Government. View the Governor's Special Session Proclamation.